out why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams. I can't hear too well. I'm going to have to crank up my volume. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get a little more volume in my headphones. All right. Hello. Just practicing, ladies and gentlemen. This is a dress rehearsal. Yes. Rick Adams to the rescue here. And I'm trying to find my knob. There's my knob. I found it. All right. Hello. Good evening. What night is this? Thursday night already? My goodness. All right. We are on. And for your pleasure, you can, I guess you can go to our new website. And that, of course, is republicbroadcasting.org. All right. Those of you, spread the word. Those of you who are not on the computer but have friends who are, might want to do that now. Hey, we're in business, we're continuing, we're growing, as never before. Can't keep a good man down. All right, well, here we are. Tonight, we are prepared to welcome back to the microphones Dr. K. Kasim Khalil, who, as we said, has written a number of books, and his three latest books are, number one, Wrongly Blamed, and that has to do with the real truth about 9/11 and who most likely pulled it off. Where does the evidence really lead? And then in addition to that, he has written two other books, The Words of the Prophet Muhammad and also The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity. Now, he's going to join us in just a minute or so, and we're going to have him on tonight because we had him on a few weeks ago. And we had a good response. And then all of a sudden, the response died off as far as book sales. And we have to remember, those of you who have been buying books are actually helping to pay the shortwave bill here at Republic. And it's not going into my pocket, that's for sure. It's costing me money to be here, and I'm happy to do that as long as we can. And we try to bring in new sponsors, people to pay for the cost of shortwave, and that's good enough if we can do that. And right after the break, I'm going to welcome Dr. K, because I hate to just have a minute before the break to say hello and get talking, and all of a sudden have to just say, hey, can you hang on a minute? But in the meantime, you can thumb through the book, those of you that have the books and were wise enough to order them in that special order we did, a special offer a week or so ago. You get four books for the price of two. Those of you who did so can read along with us. And the thickest book, of course, that he has written recently is this book, Wrongly Blamed. And I think that it's a great book. On the front cover has the circle with a finger pointing outward. And across it is a bar, which means no. Cross them out. Wrongly blamed. Who bombed New York City? That's a question. Who bombed London? Well, Dr. K was in London, and he happened to be on the tube right around the time of the London bombings. And he's going to tell us about what he saw and what he did not see. Where does the trail really lead? We'll be right back. You join us at On the Lines, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay with me.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
All right. We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Birds are falling out of the sky, as you know. Trees are dying in Austin. And, well, there may be an official explanation for that in a short time. But meanwhile, we have someone who's going to give us an explanation of what he's learned about 9/11. For starters, Dr. K, welcome back.
Oh, gee, it's great to be with you again, Mr. Adams.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you, yep. And I'm glad that you're able to devote so much time to us, because, as you know, there are people out there who really listen to us intently,
yes,
and for whatever reason are not able to either purchase some of the books and help out, or
yes,
they're just wasting money on other things, like cable TV, I mean,
yes,
you know, not only cable, you know, access, but I mean wasting money on movie channels and all of that stuff. And,
that's right.
And cigarettes and booze and, you know, all the bad things,
things. Oh, that's right.
So
we
want them to listen intently tonight, because your book, Wrongly Blamed, as I say, is a treasure chest. Because you personally have been to many of the cities and many of the places many times that, as you know, have been part of the continuing so-called terror threat, including,
yes,
London. By the way,
that's
I'm
right,
still getting an echo. I want to tell my producer, Mark, I'm getting an echo now in my headphones. Can we tame that down so I can hear him better without going crazy?
Count Balanvier in the 1600s,
uh-huh, yes,
published a book called the Prophet Muhammad, for example, who was the man who received that final revelation that we know as the Quran, which was just it was segmentally revealed bit by bit over 23 years to him in his movement. He said that, and he said this in the 1600s, that, oh my God, for 500 years we Europeans have done nothing but spit at this. We have belittled it. We have disinformationed it. We have spun it. We have beat it up. And we have missed out. You can't believe how much we've missed out. Mm-hmm. He was a very, very dignified count in France. He said the what he produced is so revolutionary, so valuable. His character is so profound, so elegant. And what did we do but ruin our opportunity to understand this?
Uh-huh.
And so this is kind of where, you know, what brings to us today. We are told by the government and others that on September 11th, the country was attacked from outside people, apparently Arabic-looking or dark-skinned. We were told that. Now, that's 300 million people at least in this country, another 30 million in Canada, and then people globally. But the main believers in this are going to be Americans, to a lesser degree Canadians and Europeans. They're going to be the ones that are going to suck it up the most. And of course, then, well, they were they don't like us because of what we stand for. That was the next one, and of course, it's about time because of our policies in Palestine. The Muslims have struck. Well, okay, then we have to fight back. So there's a war in Afghanistan overnight, and then within a few months, a war in Iraq. Well, we were hit. You know, we got to defend ourselves. Now, I don't know how many people listening know this, but those facts don't hold up at all. There is no evidence of any kind anywhere, that this country was attacked by actual Muslims on September 11th, mm-hmm. or that the Pentagon was attacked by actual Muslims or facsimiles or Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
We have proven that in Wrongly Blamed. There is no doubt about it. You can't slip out of it at all. Actually, Wrongly Blamed and the words of Muhammad. But even if we go back a little bit, by the way, Islam has a magnificent history. Bing says that the idea that Islam spread by the sword, quote, and he was a British spy who wrote the book The Story of the Arabs, who I quote in the words of Muhammad,
mm-hmm.
he said that it couldn't be further from the truth. Could not be further from the truth. Then he said that actually the Prophet Muhammad, Islam, the Quran, this whole thing, treated the Christians and Jews with leniency, even though they did conquer vast territory, even though they did overwhelm vast territory, most of it by diplomacy, some by warfare between societies. And then we think of the Crusades and the Inquisition, and we think that when the Jews were kicked out of Spain, who took them? The Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. All of them he took and put them in housing. He took their books, their religious devices, and gave them room to have synagogues. Who, when they took back Jerusalem, even though it had tens and tens and thousands of Christians in it at the time, who said, well, I'm not going to do what your guys did, or whatever, 200 years ago, or 150 years ago. You want to stay, stay. You want to leave, leave. You want to worship, worship. That was Saladin, Salahuddin. He didn't kill anybody once he got control of the Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
But when the other people were provoked by the clergy to go, they killed 80,000 people. Everybody was killed or enslaved, but 98% were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so there's a great history. So how could that great history all of a sudden be the history now? Always Islamic terror, fascist, what is an Islamo-fascist? So we have to raise that question because people... there is no Islamic attack in September 11th in the United States. When it was said that there was a man in Florida who was at a strip bar, who was having vodka and became drunk, and he left a bill saying he was Muhammad Atta and a photocopy of his driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, allegedly.
Then he's going to hijack a plane the next day?
Yep.
He was a spy. He was an Israeli posing as a American, as an Arab or as a Muslim. There were 200, more than 200 Mossad agents arrested, many of them put in solitary confinement on September 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. There were no Muslim spies or any Muslims held culpable who were arrested on those dates. Mm-hmm. Only spies from Western countries were arrested and put in solitary confinement. I know it's going to shock some people, but we have the proof. Of the 19 men who were supposed to have hijacked those planes, horrifying disaster that it was in New York City, our hearts bleed for the loss. You can hear some of the parents still, the hearts that are lost. They lost their sons, wives that lost their husbands that lost their wives, bleeding. But of the 19 men that are accused, 11 of them are still alive. Now, anybody with any common sense would know that if you have 11 people alive that are accused of killing 4,000, 5,000 people, you would have them in the country for trial. Nobody wants to bring them here because they're innocent. They had nothing to do with it, and they can prove it. Al-Omari said, I've never even been in this region to do such a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, I don't even know what Pennsylvania looks like. Never heard of it. Another one of the accused said, I've never been to Maine. You said I was in Maine and I hijacked. About it. Where is Maine? You know, these people were in Saudi Arabia at the time. So that leaves, if 11 of them are alive, that leaves 8 other people accused. What happened to them? 2 of them apparently died, perhaps, you know, joining a revolutionary...
See, that is so incredible when you think about it. How sloppy of an operation could this possibly be for these so-called idiots in the government of the United States, Britain, and Israel to be able to engineer something like 9/11, which I believe they certainly had every reason to do,
yeah,
and yet do such a sloppy job of it. When you know and I know, we can easily check out the passenger list and find these people who have spoken to the media in England and in Europe and France and Germany and so forth, and only in America have they been censored, these reports, which clearly have been substantiated.
That's right.
How can they do it, though? How can they possibly
get
away with this massively stupid plan where they've given themselves no coverage?
Important question, and let's quote how stupid it is.
Yeah.
According to the Daily Telegraph of London, Al-Ghamdi, one of the accused, and this would have been accused to hijack Flight 93 that was driven into the ground, supposedly, so they say in Pennsylvania. It looks more like a missile hole if you look at it.
Mm.
Here's what Al-Ghamdi said. Hey, you know, I'm completely shocked. For the past 10 months, I've been in Tunis, the capital of Tunisia, with 22 other pilots. Why would you want to bring him here?
Isn't that unbelievable?
You know, and so we've got 11 confirmed, interviewed, and taken care of with proper, eyewitnesses. What do you call that? An eyewitness that tells alibi, right? Then you have 8 more. Is it reasonable to assume that the other 8 somehow pulled off 4 or 5 hijacked jets?
See, here's the thing that scares me, though, and it's frightening, is not that that is the reality. I don't doubt that at all. What scares me is the fact that we have a corrupt and controlled major media in this country now, so corrupt, so controlled by a handful of families, that this can be blotted out, spiked, if you will.
And still they're talking about the 19 terrorists.
And still they're giving us the usual cock and bull story. That is the real scandal, Doc.
It is a scandal.
It is scary. It is frightening because it shows exactly what we've been saying.
They're covering up mass murder on a newspaper
and
a radio.
And why would they do that? Why would they, who pretend to be the counterweight to George Bush's corruption, why would they be just as corrupt, if not more? Than the Bush administration.
Right.
There you go. The cat is out of the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, lots to talk about. Dr. K is going to be with us for a while. Stay tuned and join us. We're talking about his books, including Wrongly Blamed. 800-313-9443. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
We're back now, Dr. K and his books, and Dr. K, it is really frightening because, you know, whenever I try to impress upon people in my personal day-to-day affairs just how much control over our minds the media moguls have and how they can spike a story and how they can create a story, I'm getting that echo again. Anyway.
Do you remember when the Palestinians were shown jumping up and down on national TV all over the world on September 11th?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And that was shown everywhere. That was a 5 to 8 year old film. It was a bunch of Palestinian people who were celebrating a funeral of 10 men who were killed fighting the Israelis, and they regarded it that they would be going to paradise because they were fighting the oppressor type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the film was. And when they were called on it, they pulled it. When the major media was called on it as being fraudulent, they pulled it, but not after, you know, till it was marked. So it was many, many years old. And Mark Crispin Miller, you know, the professor of political science in New York, said that to show it repeatedly over and over again while knowing that it was an older film demonstrates the fraud of 9/11. But you don't need any other evidence.
Well, that's true, and there are many instances.
To mark a people and then shoot, you know, attack them with weapons and bombs, and
yep.
You marked them to somehow think that the American people need to be behind this machine. Mark Crispin Miller, professor of media studies, New York University, said about the film, and I quote Miller, "To show it without explaining the background, the fact that it was years old and that it was related to the martyrhood or the death of, fellow Palestinians, is to make propaganda for the war machine."
Mm-hmm.
My dear, in London there were bombings, were there not?
Yes, and you were there. You were in London.
I was there prior to.
Not the day of the bombings, but before it.
Before. I've been on the tube. It would be very frightening. It would be unbelievable. It would be mind-bending to have a bomb. And those bombs went off not while the carriages were in the station, but while they were. Or it was timed so that in each case it occurred while the carriages were in the tube itself, inside the, the cement wall. Now, there is an interesting thing about that that was pointed out to me by the experts.
Mm-hmm.
The satellite could trigger that at that time, in theory, without it being observed by mm-hmm. outside detection devices. Whereas if it blew up in the station, then they could trace a triggered explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we know about these bombings? We know for a fact that Bruce Late was standing there with his girlfriend when the bomb went off in the tube, inside the carriage. Bruce Late said that the bomb blew up from the floor. Bruce Late said, well, they said that there was like a bomber with a rucksack, but there wasn't one. It just blew up. And when I stepped off the carriage, the constable on charge said, mind your step. That's where the bomb went off, and there was a crater underneath the carriage. That means that the bomb had to go off under the carriage. And according to the British
mm-hmm.
Transportation Agency, it was boom, 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 all within 50 seconds. Now, come on. Do you really believe the official story?
Wasn't it something to do with the same company that had, been servicing the tracks and had been there.
It's an Israeli company.
Yeah,
it's an Israeli company.
Same
Israeli
one?
Company.
The same one, huh?
They have complete control over the tubes and, to a large degree, the buses. And we cover that.
Wasn't it convenient that Bibi Netanyahu was in town that particular
Bibi was time? There, and he was right on the media within 5 seconds, and his hotel room was like a block from where one of the blasts were or two. And also, Giuliani was there. And both of them immediately got on and called for World War III. Now, mm-hmm. I have in front of me something you all need to get that will go into one of the next editions of my book, but you get it for now. Go to rents.com,
mm-hmm.
and you go and get the so-called Jewish defector, or Zionist defector, whatever. We're not here to be racist against A, B, or C, black, white, or blue, Jewish, Christian, or Muslim. We're talking facts. The Amazing Warnings of Benjamin Friedman. The Jewish people will find this interesting, Christian people, the Muslim people, the non-denominationals, they'll find it interesting. Benjamin Friedman is the guy. He was, one of the top guys with Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I told you that they called for World War III after the London bombings. They were not successful right away. Benjamin Netanyahu did, and Giuliani both were calling for this type of thing. They were calling for the mass invasion of anything Muslim, Islamic, whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friedman says that there would not have been an American entry into World War I if it was not for very powerful Zionists
mm-hmm.
who beat the living daylights out of a weak and feeble Woodrow Wilson until he took the American soldiers over there
mm-hmm.
for the purpose of defeating Germany,
mm-hmm.
So that the Zionists could get a promise to have Palestine from Britain.
No doubt about it.
If they helped Britain, they got the Balfour Declaration. You know it, I know it.
No doubt about it.
And that's what happened.
Absolutely treacherous. We'll be right back. Dr. K, those of you on the line, we'll be taking your call. Stay tuned. More to come. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Yes, sir. We are back, sir. And Dr. K is our guest. 1-800-313-9443 for any ditto heads that are listening
out
there.
You know what? And if anybody calls in with information that's not in the book, with new information that I don't have in my hands, I'll send him a copy of the book.
Yeah, as long as we can document it, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
That it can be put in your new edition, which you are updating.
Yeah, so
you
if know, anybody can
Dr.
come up
K,
with a one-liner better than what we've got, they'll that's
Dr.
the prize
K, that's
winner.
That's the beauty of your book, is that you document it, you refer to official news stories. You
Definitely.
You refer to official statistics.
Mark Hannesbaum reported that at the site of the London bombings, he interviewed a number of eyewitnesses immediately. Tiles. This is in the carriage now. In the carriage.
Yep.
Tiles. The covers on the floor of the train suddenly flew up, raised up, and then boom. You know how there's a delay between when you see it and the sound.
Sure.
You can't have some suicide bomber with a come off at
people. And here the government of England and the British intelligence turned around and had the world believe that here are these guys.
They own the uranium mines. They own the oil. Why wouldn't they?
But here are these guys supposedly with backpacks. You remember the official
story.
Planting bombs, and the explosions came from below. And, you know, simple, basic physical science.
Exactly. And
like
obviously
that.
They basically took those young men and killed them and then strew their IDs. Remember, the IDs from one of the men turned up at two different bombing sites.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever was espionaging that tossed the wrong ID at the second site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horrifying to think that you can do that to humanity.
Well, these people, remember, these people are murderers. They are killers. And human life to them is just, it's like you cutting off a lock of hair, and it's that simple.
It means nothing
to them. It means zero.
Yeah.
Zero to them. But obviously, and I'm going to take calls now. In between the calls, I want to bring home some basic philosophy that needs to be repeated. Obviously, there is a plan.
Yeah.
There is a plan in place, a master plan, if I may use this, by a master race.
Yeah.
And this plan has to do with total warfare against our Islamic brothers.
Yes, annihilation.
Sisters.
They annihilated those people.
Business.
Did you hear what happened in Somalia? The farmers said, well, I lost all my sheep and my wife and my brother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing this. Why aren't the black people on the streets here? Killing the black people now.
Yep. No, I mean, this goes beyond Bill Clinton's, side show to detract from his own troubles at home.
Yeah, when he shot down the airliner and burned our people in Waco and Iranian
this goes
airliner.
Beyond what Bill Clinton could get away with. Now we're talking wholesale slaughter, and George Bush is the
slaughterer-in-chief.
He is the slaughterer-in-chief, no doubt about it. Say, how can you make a statement like that? Very simple. All you have to do. Is just look at who illegally
got us
into the
war. Look at the young men from America dying, no arms, no legs.
700,000 Iraqis now killed because of a deliberate, conscious effort and action on the part of the commander-in-chief.
Says that somebody talks to him. Well, it isn't God.
Well, it is, but it's not the God of heaven. It's not the God of Yahweh.
Oh, that one, but he... That one.
I don't doubt that there is a God speaking to George Bush, but it isn't the one that you and I know. Absolutely. Remember, there are two
gods. The anti-God or something.
There are two Jesuses, the real and the counterfeit.
Oh, the counter one. Okay.
Right.
The one under the counter.
You know, when Pat Robertson says Jesus speaks to him and God speaks to him.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Good God.
And tells us that we got to go bomb the world.
You know what speaks to him is whoever can line the pocketbook.
Yeah, I guess, huh? Even his racehorse will tell you that much.
There you go.
All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. Can anyone argue with Dr. K?
Yeah,
can anyone argue with me? Can they argue with the facts? Jim in Texas is first off. Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey,
am
Jim.
I on?
How are you?
You're on something. You're on RBN.
You gentlemen are giving our adversaries much more credit. These people are the most bloodthirsty people in the entire history of the world.
There you
go. They care not who they slaughter, how many they slaughter. It makes no difference. I forget which Israeli politician said that a million Arabs is not worth a Jewish fingernail.
Mm-hmm. Overt, I've heard somebody recently.
Within the last 5 years.
Golda Meir said, the grasshoppers, I mean, she referred to.
These people invented the Lubyanka breakfast, which they call it when they took the Russians in and put a bullet in the back of their head, anybody that opposed them in any way, shape, or form.
Sure they did.
They have no compassion whatsoever for anybody.
They murdered they were the ones who murdered the Tsar and his family, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up until the time of the Tsar, when European countries went to war with each other, whoever won did not butcher their adversaries.
That's exactly correct.
This started at the time of the Jewish Bolshevik Revolution, and it's been in effect ever since.
Ever since. And you know, the fun part is, the bizarre part is that all this anti-Semitism is disproven now. Because, fine, let the Semite Jews stay, the 2,000 Semitic Jews that are left in the Middle East, and get all the anti-Semites out of there.
Mm-hmm.
These are the non-Semites, the Russians, who have not a drop, the Kazakhs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Khazars.
Mm-hmm.
Not a drop of Mediterranean or Abrahamic blood.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
The worst part is the Ashkenazis treat the Sephardic Jews like they're dirt.
Dirt, worse than a third-class citizen. Naeem Galadi has published this in his Scandals of Ben-Gurion, a well worth read, who was an Iraqi Jew, who was convinced to join this movement of chasing the Iraqi Jews out of Iraq. The Iraqi Jews were a valuable part of Iraq. They were a valuable part of commerce. They'd been there for 1,000 years.
And they had no problems.
No problems with the Muslim people because the Muslim religion bans compulsion in religion. It bans coercion. And so they bombed the synagogues to chase their own people out. They killed their own people.
There is no low they will not sink to get what they want.
Yeah.
You can't get any lower than what they will sink to.
Look at Ariel Sharon, how mysterious that case has become.
That's very mysterious.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't it make more sense that since they were going to get him for war crimes and a $3 million fraud and his son's in the clink? Wouldn't it make more sense that he's in the bunker somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very suspicious.
Well, he hasn't been dead for 6 months. So.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
Where is he then? No pictures. Show us the pictures.
Nobody asks. That's the point. You got.
Here's what the Prophet Muhammad said, and his people have followed it ever since, despite what they're telling us. Do not kill women, children, or non-combatants. Do not kill old or religious
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. And the Jewish Talmud says that you kill everybody, even their livestock.
Yeah. Yeah,
and nobody brings this up. Nobody
right.
ever brings it up.
Well, but people do bring it up, Jim, but they're not allowed.
Well, you know
to
what?
Say
Jim
it.
Has brought some new information to the block. He is a recipient of a wrongly blamed.
There you go, Jim. Would you like to have wrongly blamed to the mayor?
Sure, I'll take it. Sure, no problem.
Okay. Right. So you leave your
on the line after your call, and Mark will pick up the phone and he'll take your address down for us.
Okay.
How's
all right, Jim?
All right. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jim from Texas, 800-313-9443. Let's take Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry. You're on with Dr. K.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Yeah,
yes,
hi.
Henry.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm looking through your book. That's a good book.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? You probably should buy it by the toll-free number because it went through a little sabotage, and until I get that sabotage corrected, everybody has to buy this one by mail order. That's 1-866. It's my answering machine. Leave me your information. I'll get back to you if necessary. 1-866-618-2503. We'll extend only on this show, only one more time, we'll extend that special. We'll do it. So you call 1-866-618-2503. I'm going to go ahead and get you the four pack of books for the price of two books.
Just make sure you give that number to the FAA hang up, too.
Yeah,
so I'll write it
will
down.
Do. But go ahead.
You mentioned they don't have a drop of, Mediterranean blood?
That's right.
Those people you're talking about, let me ask you this, and I don't care, you know, people could call me all kinds of names. Have you ever read the Hearst and, even a portion of it, doesn't have to be the whole thing, the Hearst and Blackett, B-L-C-K, I think L-E-T-T, Hearst and Blackett, unexpurgated, unedited edition of Hitler's Mein Kampf.
You know what? I never have, but I would love to have access to that.
Yeah, because supposedly that was one. I have somebody read the whole thing. I had it, and I started reading it when he was a kid, and you know, when he's talking about his father and so on. And the thing of it is that there's two other versions of Mein Kampf there that have been really edited and changed. One is a paperback with a picture of him standing in a uniform on an orange background. You know, the cover of the book is orange background. That's been really modified a lot.
Right.
And there's another one they have out that's sort of modified. Supposedly this one, I don't know if there's any more available, but supposedly this was the original one directly translated from German to English.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go on just about Mein Kampf. I have something else to say, but when the person, make it short, when the person I know close to me read the whole book, and it took a while, but they reading the part, you know, it's very different from what you would be taught.
Right, all that, even Anne Frank, all this was modified to support the continued desire to create that entity in the Middle East, to maintain that entity. You can't have a beggar state.
That's
what
the French call it, the FLC, the middle letter. L stands for little, and the C on the end stands for country. And it was a French ambassador, I think, to the UN, ambassador, Daniel Bernal, that used that term for that country. That's what I call it, the SLC. But go ahead.
Well, very good. I have to say that you're going to have to get, I'm going to have to give one more book, and I can't give more, but you've brought some new information to the table and a new concept of book. So we have to give the guy a book, Mr. Adams.
There you go, Henry.
Now, Henry.
Oh, listen,
Henry,
I love it.
Henry, listen
you're
to me.
Lucky guy, Henry.
Henry.
Yeah, you're darn right.
It's very important to know that Hitler and Stalin were significantly Jewish people.
What do you mean? Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, you got to tell me this. Hitler was Jewish?
Yes, his mother was Jewish. Okay?
Now, here's what I heard. Now, you have to explain that to me, because what I've also found out was that the Hitler claimed he wasn't Jewish, but he also had a sister. And also that the family who... Is this true that the mother and father who raised him were really adopted, arranged adoption by the Rothschilds?
No, there's definitely... See, Hitler was part of the scheme anyway, right?
Okay.
You know,
he was younger?
He definitely has Jewish blood. I'm not saying that that's bad or good.
Well, when
he
has that been proven, though? I mean, because I've never... I mean, William Cooper even said that that's never really been proven. There's some people that really know about Jews, and they are the Khazars, by the way.
Right.
To use the right term, but... But where, what book or what research is actually really proven it?
I'll probably have to dig that one up for you.
No, that's okay. Why it's important to try to document. There are certain things that I can't document.
Right.
None of us can document everything. So you know.
All right, where did you hear that from?
We don't
where
need
did
to know
just,
that.
In a nutshell.
We really don't.
We'll get it for you. We're going to have to take some digging because it's not in my book. But you have to know that Stalin also was part Jewish.
Part, quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. All right, so now...
I know he was a Mason.
But you have to put this together. You know that, for example, Lenin and Trotsky were basically atheistic Jewish, okay?
Okay,
so
I didn't.
Some of the
right.
most, definitely Lenin is 100%, okay?
Okay?
Marx, of course, was Jewish.
Well, I know Marx was, yeah.
So you have major players in the movement that led to, owning the power of Russia, of Germany, some of the most powerful people in World War I and World War II who controlled industry in Germany were Jewish.
All right, what about the Junkers? You know, I heard of Junkers. You know,
Henry,
okay,
don't
no,
keep...
Now, Henry, I've got to...
No, I just have questions. That's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I know, but we don't... You know,
but before
right,
you go there, you have to let me finish.
Let him finish
okay.
the point.
Okay, so the industrialists were earning a good money in the trade during war.
Yeah.
Now... The war in World War One, the initial bankers were pro-German, and they wrote pro-German articles in the United States in the early part of World War One, and they financed Germany, but they refused to finance Britain or Russia.
Okay.
Because they wanted the Tsar to fall.
Right.
So Hitler was, in a sense, an asset, because Hitler made special deals, you know, for Jewish emigration to Palestine.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
And I have a very special book here. I have a very, very rare book on the connection between Hitler and the trade in the United States and the people who were financing and helping build Hitler's empire. I have a very powerful book here. So I will go into that as well and get you some more facts for the next show. So we'll leave it at that on that issue.
We'll leave it at that. We've got much more to talk about.
Yeah.
But let's stick with 9/11 for the most part. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it. Stay on the line.
Hold on. Stay on the line.
We'll get your address again, all right?
Okay. Last one. I can't give any more out.
That's it. Thank you, sir. It is relevant because I keep trying to educate people on this subject on the TV and radio programs. That is that, hey, the Iraq War is nothing new.
Right.
The Gulf War was nothing new. Vietnam, Korea, World War II, World War I. Man, this stuff was brought to you and your family by the same gang.
Right.
Right down
That's my point.
Ages.
You have to understand that Hitler, for example, was a very practiced speaker.
Yes.
They trained him on how to do the oratory. There was a very major behind-the-scenes effort. This guy wasn't just a German nationalist, okay?
Well, he wasn't even German.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that guys like Hitler, yeah, indeed, whether sincere or not, had a great deal of Jewish Kenite backing right from the beginning, and in fact, they put him in power. Now, the line of reasoning goes that after a while, Hitler began to use their financing to turn against them, and therefore they had no more control over him.
For example,
and I don't buy that.
You know, this is the same story we keep hearing about Saddam Hussein, but up until 1995, we gave him $5 billion.
More than that.
But $5 billion obvious dollars were written by George Bush Sr., given to him directly 6 months before he invaded Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a buy-off for something. Now, who do you think the Shah of Iran was? You know, getting back to Henry's worry about whether or not their documents are out there. Who do you think the Shah of Iran was? Was the Shah of Iran an atheist Muslim, or was he, you know, an old Persian?
No, he was an agent of the Mossad.
You got it now. Yeah.
We know that the Mossad trained... They trained his Savak, his secret police.
Exactly. Yes. And the New York Times confirms it, and so does a new monograph in Michigan State University.
Bingo. All right. We'll be back with you, Dr. K, and our listeners. More calls ahead. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we are back, and let me just say this before I let Dr. K join in, I want to just establish this point, aside from all of the scientific facts that certainly disprove the government's conspiracy theory about 9/11, and all of the other physical evidence contrary to what the government has claimed about Arabs, Muslims, and so forth. You'll remember, all of you out there, George Bush claimed after 9/11 that the Taliban was the only government that recognized this so-called Al-Qaeda network, and therefore the Taliban in Afghanistan happened to be a co-conspirator against America. And the American public said, yeah, 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 we cheer on the master. Therefore, hey, we got to go and get Osama. He's in Afghanistan. It's Afghanistan and the Taliban that are very dangerous people. They are responsible for helping Al-Qaeda. All of a sudden, these neo-canes get us into war in the Middle East, which was their announced goal, and it just so happened Afghanistan was the first stop. All of a sudden, as the memories of Americans faded, and it only takes about 10 minutes for them to do that, all of a sudden George Bush says, we're going to take a little detour now. We're going to go to Iraq and go after Saddam Hussein, because he also is linked in with Al-Qaeda. And when George Bush was, in fact, rebutted on that very point, George Bush started coming up with new reasons to invade Iraq. And now we've got to go after Iraq, he said, because Iraq is a dictatorship. And dictatorships are bad. And, of course, it is not only a bad dictatorship, but it is also responsible for all sorts of weapons buildup. They've thrown our inspectors, the UN inspectors, out of the country. Therefore, they're secretly building a system of missiles and launchers and all kinds of bioterror weapons to invade the world. Britain is first on their list next to Israel and the United States. And, of course, the invasion of Iraq took place. All of a sudden, Osama's off the 10 most wanted list. And guess what? Who's first? Saddam Hussein. Now that that myth has been thoroughly exposed as not a mistake, as George would claim, but as an out-and-out lie, now, all of a sudden, isn't it interesting how Iran is the biggest source of terror and trouble in the world? And we have another Hitler, another mean man that we have to go after, because if we don't go after him, goodness knows the whole world might be enslaved and threatened with extinction. Now, that is how this pattern of lies continues to expand, and yet the American people and the American military, Dr. K, as I have said, these men and women who are sworn to uphold our Constitution, first and foremost, not the president, but the Constitution, have a duty and an obligation to shut down the White House and arrest George Bush and Dick Cheney. I'm sorry, but it's that simple, and it needs to be done if they have any guts or honor left in any of them out there. That's my commentary. Dr. K, what do you say?
They're cannon fodder for Cheney's pipeline and the Haifa pipeline. This, all of this is being done to maintain the Israeli entity.
Absolutely.
It was done in World War One. World War Two was an Israeli war.
Yes. The kinetic war, Kenite war, yes.
This is all to maintain the settlements, the expansion, the illicit drug trade that goes on there, the trade in internal organs, by the way, you might know.
Oh, gosh, I know too much.
The trade in pornography.
Sex trade, sex traffic.
So this is money and power.
The drug traffic, on and on it goes. The arms traffic. All right, we'll be right back with you, Dr. K. Hour number two coming up. More calls. Those of you on the line, I promise we'll get right to you. And we'll continue the new offer on the books by Dr. K. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.